On today's news episode, we discuss how most of Florida has moved into phase two of reopening. The decision to play out the rest of the NBA season is all but final. And a rumor about the Disney College program might not be coming back for a while. All of these stories and more on episode 297 of the Capture the Magic podcast. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the news show today. My name is Jamie Lee, and I am joined by my husband, Mr. Jared Lee. Hello, Mr. Jared Lee.
Hello to you.
How are you this evening? Well, we're recording this evening.
We are. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Getting excited. We're going to Universal tomorrow.
You know, I actually am. I talked about this on DizDiz a little bit, but I'm looking forward to going to Universal.
Yeah.
I haven't been for a
couple years,
about 3 years. Yeah. So yeah, I'm excited to go check it out. It's kind of fun to go to a new place that, you know, obviously Disney has tons of stuff that, you know, I don't know if you could ever do everything at Disney, but, you know, we for the most part know going around Disney what we're going to do. So it's kind of fun of just some of the stuff that we don't really know that much about and learning some things.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're staying at Cabana Bay, so.
Which I'm very excited about.
Mm-hmm. Lots of exciting things there. Although I was a little discouraged to look at the weather because it looks like it's going to, like, for sure rain, like, pretty much all weekend. So
it's Florida.
It's Florida. So hopefully we get a little pocket here and there of, you know, sunshine.
Probably so. But hopefully. You know, if not, you know, we'll be back. Plus, well, sure. I'm really excited to check out the resort because I absolutely do. Like, Cabana Bay, we stayed there. Like, when we stayed there back in 17, you know, again, is how most people do Universal. You squeeze it in before your Disney trip or whatever.
What was it, like, two nights?
Yeah, it was two nights, and it was grad week, so it was kind of hectic, and yeah. It was a lot of stuff going on, so we didn't really get a chance to really kind of, I think, take the resort all in sort of thing. So yeah. I'm excited to check that out more, and, you know, if it rains, then we'll just do some cool stuff there, because I really do love Cabana Bay, and I really do. I think Universal does the resorts very well.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we'll talk about this more, but after we stay there again. But I think they're, you know, values and moderates, if you just take the resorts in hand, I think they're better than Disney, the way they do them.
Yeah. And just a reminder that the parks, the Universal parks, are officially opening today for you guys, so June 5th. They have done cast member previews on Monday and Tuesday, and then annual pass holder, I guess, previews or exclusive park attendance to Wednesday and Thursday. So they have been open kind of for a couple days, and, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday when we're there will be the first official, like, weekend that they're open. Yeah. So that's going to be kind of interesting to kind of report back on however it goes.
I'm curious because I know it was fairly busy today. We knew Thursday. Some people that were there, but I'm curious as to how it'll be, like, this weekend, because a lot of the pass holders go, you know, pass holder thing. I just don't see that many non-pass holders traveling down. I could be wrong. I don't know. I really don't know what to expect. Part of me thinks it'll be lower, but part of me thinks it may be kind of somewhat busy. So
I don't know.
That's my way of saying I have no clue. But I hope it's not busy, but we'll put it that way.
Right. And we are going to Disney Springs as well. So we're getting a little Disney in. And it's been 3 months since I've been to anything Disney, Universal, whatever. Since March,
I mean, I know
4th,
living down here, that's rough, but I mean, in the long scheme of things, that's actually not so bad compared to how it used to be for us.
I'm just stating a fact.
I know.
I'm just saying it's been 3 months.
I know.
And it just, like, yeah, I know. I'm not trying to sound like it's been forever. It's just with everything that's going on, it'll be nice to kind of get back a little bit of more normalcy for what is normal for us.
Yeah.
Is going to the park.
You're just
going to
walk in and go, it's been so long.
It's been 84 years.
What was that movie? It's been so
It's been so long.
Yeah. What's that from? Oh, no, that's Captain America. I was thinking of Peggy.
Peggy.
When she sees him, he goes, it's been so long.
Yeah. Anyway.
Just don't cry when you walk in. I guess you can if you want to.
But anyway, we're not just going to talk about Universal or, you know, Disney Springs. We have a lot of news to cover today.
We do.
So let's get to it. Okay. Before that, we want to mention some of the other shows on the network. You Have Dis Dudes. That's every Wednesday with Jared and Jeremy. They do a live in Club 32 on Mondays or Tuesdays, usually Tuesdays, and they let you know beforehand. And they do like a live stream with the Club 32 members. They kind of chat beforehand, but you know, only if you're Club 32. So if you want to sign up for that, you can go to ctmvip.com to get in on that that old chat, old conversation they have before the episodes, as well as other things.
They also participate during the episode.
Yes,
too.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, sure. And then, but if you're not a member, you can always catch them on Wednesdays. And there's Jeremy and Rhonda have Main Street Magic, and that's every Tuesdays and Thursdays. We do have Trip Tales, but that's on hiatus right now until Disney Parks open back up. And we've got the Jonda Show, a Club 32 exclusive. We've got the Cool Kids Kitchen. I can't even say it. We've got, what else do we have? The CTM movies.
We've got now since it will be Universal, we've got a lot of live streams that we'll be doing in the parks, the resorts, in probably City Walk. All that stuff's in Club 32. Yeah. Club 32.
Again, ctmvip.com if you want to sign up. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a safe review, and don't forget to visit our travel sponsor, ZippityDoo.Travel.
Yes. So if you want to go, well, especially Universal now, but any place, they do anywhere really. Just go to travelwithzip.com and fill out a quick form there. Let them know what you're looking to do, or if you're just like, I want to go somewhere, tell me where to go and point to a map. They can probably do that for you. So yeah, just go there quick, fill out the quick form. They'll get in touch with you, and they're really great agents. They're kind of a smaller boutique agent, so they take a lot of pride in, you know, the service side of things. So again, we're really excited to work with them, and Kendra and her team will take good care of you. So travelwithzip.com.
Very good. All right, well, let's get into the news today. I'm not going to ask if you're ready because you always say the same thing.
I just don't know what would happen if I said I'm not ready.
Then I'd be like, well, then I'll do the news.
Because this is recorded, so it almost seems like it's, yeah. I think I have to say I'm ready.
You do.
Okay.
It's required.
All right.
Okay, so first thing we're going to say, and this is just an update, Governor DeSantis in Florida did approve the Disney World reopening plans. Now, this wasn't confirmed when we recorded last week, but we do want to say, in case you missed it, it has been approved to reopen July 12th.
I am shocked.
Speaking of our governor, he has announced that Florida is moving into another phase.
Yeah, he spoke at Universal about this, I believe, on the one of the days there. Mm-hmm. Says Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced that Florida will move into phase two reopening from COVID-19 effective Friday, June 5th.
Today for you guys.
Tomorrow for us. Today for you. The move to phase two means that movie theaters, bars, and concert venues can operate at 50% occupancy. Restaurants, retail stores, and gyms can operate at full capacity, and gatherings up to 50 people are permitted. Previous restrictions put retail stores at 50% capacity and prevented movie theaters and bars from opening. Says, as we saw with phase one, Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach will be delayed in reaching phase two and remain at phase one. Walt Disney World will begin its phase reopening of the theme parks from July 11th, 2020. And Disney Springs is open with select retail and restaurants.
Yada, yada, yada. Yeah, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
One step closer to getting to all the phases. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the timeline is for all the phases, but...
3 years, I think.
3 years.
I have no clue. It's not. I don't think it's 3 years.
But that's cool. So 100% occupancy in all restaurants now. Is that what it said? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it said. So if that's the case, then restaurants should be easier to. It should be easier to get into. I mean, not all the restaurants may.
It's not 100%. It's 50% occupancy. Wait. Restaurants, retail stores, and gyms. Yeah. Okay. Restaurants, retail stores, and gyms are full capacity. Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, I not everybody may participate in this. They may still function at a lower capacity depending on staffing and spacing and all that. But, you know, that's okay. One more step closer to getting back to close to normal as we can. So, yeehaw. Okay, so let's go on to the next story. And this is, this is all but final from the NBA coming to Disney World.
Yes, yeah, NBA clears first hurdle to finish season at Walt Disney World beginning July 31st. The NBA has officially announced that the NBA Board of Governors has approved a competitive format to restart the season at Walt Disney World. The NBA describes this vote as the, quote, first formal step among many required to resume the season. In the official statement below, the NBA says that the plan is still contingent on an agreement with the Walt Disney Company to use Walt Disney World as a single-site campus for all games, practices, and housing for the remainder of the season. Here is the full statement from the NBA. It's a little bit long, but I will go through it quickly. The NBA governors today approved a competitive format to restart the 2019-20 season, with 22 teams returning to play in a tentative start date of Friday, July 31st. The board's approval is the first step among many required to resume the season. The NBA is working to finalize a comprehensive season restart plan with the NBA. The NBA and the NBPA are working with infectious disease specialists, public health experts, and government officials to establish a rigorous program to prevent and mitigate the risk related to COVID-19, including a regular testing protocol and stringent safety practices. The season restart is also contingent on an agreement with the Walt Disney Company to use Walt Disney World Resort near Orlando, Florida, as a single site for campus for all games, practices, housing for the remainder of the season. Based on the competitive format that the NBA Board of Governors approved today, the 22 returning teams would be the 16 teams, 8 per conference, in current playoff positions, and the 6 teams that are currently 6 games or fewer behind the 8th seed in their respective conferences. Those two groups comprise teams with the NBA's 22 best records.
I'm going to pause you right there. You don't have to read the whole thing because it is long.
It's a bit long. Read it, but it's a bit
right.
long.
So 22 total teams, that's 16 teams plus the 6 that were within, behind.
It was basically the teams that were within potentially getting into the playoffs.
Okay. And so the season restarts has 8 seeded games that include the possibility of play-in tournament for the 8th and final playoff seed in each conference. So, basically, according to that, the final game seven would be at the latest October 12th.
Which is interesting because what are they going to do the next season? Because the NBA usually starts around Halloween, like the new season. So that means the 2020-21 season is going to be pushed back to some date.
Slightly. And so they did talk about that.
So there'll be like probably a shortened, I don't know. They may either shorten the next season or they'll just prolong it. It'll be interesting.
And this kind of follows along. There was some talk this week about because they're going to be in the Disney bubble, which means that a lot of them will not leave. A lot of them will stay put. Now, they are allowing some to come and go if they need to, but they're going to be here, like, or going to be on Disney property for most of the time that they're playing. And that's what the talk was about. I don't know if you guys had heard about it, but they're talking about putting them up in Coronado Springs or Jumbo House at Animal Kingdom Lodge. And again, those are just rumors. That's not been confirmed by Disney.
I did hear the rumor that the teams that weren't as good might get put up at different ones. And I was thinking, like, the losers go to All-Stars. No. They stick them in all. that would be cruel.
But they're allowed to bring up to 35 people per team. So that's not a ton of people. But, of course, the players would probably bring their families, you know, I'm guessing. And I don't know
if they
have to.
Is that including families?
No, the 35 people is not
including
families. That's
just team officials. No. Okay, well, because you got 12 on a team. Mm-hmm. And that's probably not far off what they normally have.
Right. And they have to go through temperature checks and do all that stuff. They have to be tested every day for COVID before they can do anything.
Yeah.
So they're going to take precautions to be able to play. But, you know, it hasn't been decided as of now if they're going to have any fans or not, like watching the games. People say probably not, but I don't know. I mean, it depends on what phase we're in. I think when the season starts.
Texas, I believe at this point, is approved for stadiums up to 50% capacity.
Okay.
So it depends on what regulations they go off of. I don't know what Florida has said about it, but my guess would be it would just be whatever they are comfortable with. But it'd be interesting as an aspect if you could go to see NBA games at Disney World. That'd be an interesting little wrinkle into like Disney trips.
I was going to tell you, the season resumes on July 31st. The NBA draft lottery for 2020 will be rescheduled for August 25th. The 2020 NBA draft will be held on October 15th, and the 2020-2021 NBA regular season would likely begin on December 1st.
Wow, that's a compressed... Okay.
So that's a little bit farther away.
The NBA Finals, October 15th. And this, wow, the season would start 2 months later. That's not much of an offseason.
I think they're just going to... I know, right? They're just going to squish it. But technically, this has been kind of their offseason. Kind of.
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah.
But they weren't... But they, you know, the players didn't know if they were coming back.
Right.
When, so they, I mean, they can't just sit on their butt and do nothing.
Well, and they have... They also have... NBA side, there's agreements and TV rights and stuff like that. So, and there, I mean, and a lot of money. I mean, that, you know, they're, that's interesting. I hadn't read that part until later down in this.
The players, the players unions, they have not signed off on this just yet, but I mean, they're most likely going to, and this is supposed to happen tomorrow, Friday. So it might happen by the time you listen to this. I don't know.
All the stuff I'm here, I used to love watching the NBA. I don't watch it near as much as I used to, but everything I'm hearing, I kind of checked in on a little bit today. It sounds like it'll get approved.
Right.
I haven't heard anything that says they were like holding out for any certain, you know, demands or anything like that.
Yeah. I don't know. So, so that's kind of exciting to hear about.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to move on to the next story. And the next couple of stories have to do with the union 362, Local 362 for cast members. And apparently a call was made to members this past week about some updates going on with them and like going back to work, what they can expect and all this stuff. So the first story talks about... when or some are going to be returning to work.
Yes. Yeah, so according to this call, Magic Kingdom / Disney Animal Kingdom are set. Those parks are set to reopen July 11th to the public ahead of Epcot and Hollywood Studios. Disney will begin to recall coordinators for these two theme parks as early as June 14th. Disney will begin to recall most attraction hosts and hostesses on June 21st. And then Disney will complete their recall by June 28th. For Epcot and Hollywood Studios, they're opening July 15th. The coordinators will be called as early as June 14th. Attractions host and hostesses on June 21st. And then the complete recall by June 28th.
Pretty much. I mean, that's all that says. And then there's also another update that a different union posted on their Facebook page to, I think it's 737, I think is what it is.
Yes, yeah.
And they posted who is coming back and when for their union. If you just want to go back by and just see like basically it's food and beverage stuff and then housekeeping. Basically.
Right.
So like
I'm trying to pull it up. It's okay. Taking a moment.
No, you're fine. It's mostly it looks like to me it's mostly hotels. I could be wrong.
Let's see. This is really small. Let me pull this. It's still really small.
It's okay. It's, I can read it. Do you mean to read it?
Well, it looks like restaurants. You got table service, quick service. It's just different ones like all vendors.
The hotels. So if in the case you're curious, the restaurants will be open at the hotels when the parks open in July.
Right.
Sometimes people didn't know.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I wasn't saying any other.
Yeah. And this stop.
You like attacked. I was like, okay.
No. And they're supposed to go back on June 3rd, which means that they should be working and going back and getting everything good for June 22nd opening, because that's when the DVC resorts are opening. So I'm guessing that. It falls in line with that.
Probably.
Maybe not, though. But I'm just saying.
I mean, it's a good possibility that not every restaurant will be open at, like, just because a resort's open, there may be some restaurants still not open, but
sure.
Who knows?
And it's just kind of exciting to, like, see that something, like, a movement about that happening, you know?
Indeed, yeah.
Indeed. And the next story that was made on the same call has to do with World Showcase employees or cast members. So not great news, but okay, I get it.
Well, it's news that makes sense a little bit. Epcot and World Showcase may be staffed by cast members who do not quote meet the culturally authentic theming when the parks reopen. So as a part of a union agreement, Disney and a cast member union who have agreed upon terms may see World Showcase at Epcot staffed with cast members who do not meet the culturally authentic theming at Epcot. It says here, the parties recognize and agree for the purposes of a reopening and until such time that company is able to resume normal staffing, employees who do not meet the culturally authentic theming at Epcot may be temporarily assigned to work in positions that are otherwise reserved for cultural representatives. It says many Disney fans were wondering how Disney would be able to staff World Showcase pavilions, given that they sent all the cultural representatives back to their home countries when the parks closed back in March. So as if, in case you aren't aware, World Showcase pavilions typically feature...
We all know what they are. But
I mean, it makes... And you still have travel restrictions from some of those areas as well.
Correct.
So it makes sense.
Now, this isn't confirmed, but Disney has apparently started taking applications for employment for the Mexico pavilion. And they have... I think they were... Germany and Norway as well earlier... I think a couple months ago they started doing it, but it wasn't to start until like 2021 or late 2020. So that pretty much is confirmed that, you know, it's not going to be cultural representatives there.
Right.
Which, you know, which is what it is. And it'd be kind of be like, but you know, we have to work with what we got, you know?
This is a true statement.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Okay. So are you ready for the next one? Yes.
I guess if you enjoy terrible sports, by terrible sports, I mean soccer.
This one's about the MLS, and they're coming to WDW as well.
Before I get hate, I don't enjoy watching soccer, but I highly respect soccer players because it's a hard sport.
Okay.
But watching it is about as much fun as watching paint dry to me.
Okay. That is your opinion.
That was my joke.
There it is.
Because it seems like I sometimes the... jokes are taken the wrong way. MLS and players reached deal on revised CBA, clearing the way for return this summer. This is MLS players voted Wednesday to approve a revised collective bargaining agreement, providing economic relief to a league hit hard by the coronavirus shutdown and clearing the way for a return to competition this summer. All 26 teams will report to the Orlando area this month and play in a tournament starting in July without spectators at the ESPN Worldwide of Sports Complex, the same Disney-owned complex where the NBA is planning to resume its season. Is the no spectators just, they're just assuming? Because nobody would come watch them play soccer?
Stop.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Stop it.
Sorry. We hope our return to the field will allow fans a momentary release and semblance of normalcy. The MLS Players Association said in a written statement, "We are committed as a group to doing all that we can, both as leaders in our sport as well as leaders in our communities, to help carry out countries, our communities, our league, and our sport forward. The league will announce details on the tournament soon, but plans call for each team to play a three preliminary round matches that will count toward the regular season standings. 16 teams would advance to the knockout stage, which would not apply toward the regular season. All matches are expected to appear on TV or streaming services. Players and staff will reside in a closed environment for up to 35 days at a Disney resort. Everyone will be tested regularly, and there will be little to no interaction with the public."
And that goes on to talk more and more about the league, but that's mostly what we want to know. But on the Disney side.
Yes.
I'm not going to ask if you're excited about this, but...
No, I'm excited and I'm happy. I'm very happy that things are coming back online, even sports I don't enjoy myself. Again, plenty of people like soccer. I'm glad. I'm happy to see it come back.
Yeah,
I just don't want to have to watch it.
No one's making you watch it.
I know.
It, sir.
I'm just saying. I'm fine.
I mean, like, I personally, I'm not a fan of the NBA, but I'm super excited that they're coming. I don't know.
That's literally just what I said.
I know.
No, okay. Dang.
I feel like I'm agreeing with you.
I feel like I'm.
Why are you yelling?
No, I feel like we're on the same thing, but you're. Yeah, it just seemed different. No, I'm. Again, soccer, not my jam. Respect it. I just don't like watching it. But I'm glad that they are returning.
We got it, sir. We got it.
All right. Have to make my point clear.
Sometimes it seems like my sarcastic nature
sometimes doesn't convey well, I think.
Oh yeah? It doesn't convey well?
Sometimes, okay. I feel.
Well, that's just, I think it's just the way you are, bro. You
call me bro?
I did. I called you bro, man.
All right. Fair enough.
Let's go to the next one. My Disney Experience is adding some more features to mobile ordering.
They are. They're at Arrival Window, Apple Pay, and gift cards. It says mobile order will become the primary method for dining at quick service restaurants, and Disney has moved to add additional capabilities to the system. Instead of arriving at a restaurant and tapping the I'm here button, you now specify an arrival window prior to the placing the order. This would appear to be designed to minimize the crowding at the restaurant pickup window, which is a frequent problem with the original system pre-COVID-19. In addition, mobile order can now accept Apple Pay and Disney gift cards, a continuation of Disney's move to contactless transactions. Mobile order began in 2017 and it's grown since then. They've actually, you know, they've actually done a very good job how they've implemented mobile ordering. Mm-hmm. I will say, as much of a gripe as we have and many people have about MDE app and how it functions many times, this has been one of those things, for the most part, has worked pretty flawlessly.
And I wanted to talk about this a little bit. So it was the 2017 when they implemented it. It looks like I said, Satouli Canteen was the first one. I think we used it back in 2017 just to see how it worked, right? Yeah. I don't understand why more people don't use mobile ordering.
I don't think a lot of people still, maybe now they do, but I don't think a lot of people knew about it. A lot of times.
That's,
I mean, Disney,
crazy to me.
Disney didn't heavily push it, especially in the beginning. And I don't know, maybe they didn't heavily push it because they didn't want to overload the system.
Right.
Potentially.
Right.
It'll be interesting because even before all this happened, you know, mobile ordering was a lot of times wasn't being used. And I think maybe a lot of times it's because families are just like, oh, let's go get some food. And they just go to the restaurant. They're not really thinking about pulling out the phone and doing it. But if everybody's using this, you know, how backed up will it be? How easy will it be to get food and stuff like that could be interesting. But yeah, I mean, it's, and they did a good job. They slowly added a restaurant here, a restaurant there, and they just slowly built it out instead of one giant rollout and then probably having issues upon there. So, but I'm glad that they have all that. Are you able to apply? Well, I guess quick service doesn't matter about the AP discount. I was thinking AP discount, but quick service usually doesn't have an AP discount.
I think you were able to do it at one point, but yeah, quick service doesn't.
Yeah. But the gift card's nice.
Gift card's nice, and you can use your dining plan towards it, because that was set up not too long ago.
Yeah.
They finally put that in there. I'm actually interested to see, like you said, how this is going to function on a basically 100% mobile ordering.
Yeah.
Like what I'm curious to know the people that, I don't know if this will happen now, but if so, anybody shows up and they don't like to use their My Disney Experience, do they have guest experience team helping them out? I'm just curious.
It would be funny
if
there was a guy that just, he's been gone this whole time and he comes to Disney World and they're just like, get out of here. And he's like, well, I just want food.
Well, are they restricting walk-up window ordering?
I don't know.
Completely? Or, I mean, I don't, this wasn't specified.
I mean, that's a good question because, you know, you could have many times, there could be app issues, could be phone issues. So it didn't specify. I mean, I'm sure they're going to heavily encourage it.
Right.
But maybe they have somebody. My guess could be, you know, you could have somebody that's out there that maybe takes the order for you, like with an iPad, and then sort of like Chick-fil-A style. And then maybe they do it that way. I don't know.
That's interesting.
I mean, Chick-fil-A, if you want to do it right, just do whatever Chick-fil-A does, because
they're like,
that's
the
only place I've ever been to that if there's a line, I'm like, that's fine. It'll be like 10 minutes.
Right.
Like if I saw that line anywhere else, I'd be like, I'm leaving and never coming back. And I know. Like, I don't know. It's weird. But yeah, maybe they do something like that. I mean, it's obviously something that they could do.
Yeah. And they've been making enhancements like that to My Disney Experience kind of slowly in the last couple, week or two.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. And I do want to mention, I don't have this in my show notes, but I do want to mention that they started canceling dining reservations this past week. And it looks like they've also started canceling vacations that were within the closed window. So if you've got a vacation you haven't canceled yet, and it's for when the parks and the resorts are closed, then it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming for you. So, okay. We've got some news bits that we want to talk about real quick. It is confirmed, and this, because this was a question that everybody kind of had as of last week, was that character dining has been canceled.
I think this is going to be a big deterrent for a lot of people coming.
Yes, because you can obviously dine. You can dine just fine, but there is no characters at the dining now.
Are they going to charge the same price?
That's a great
because
question.
The only reason people pay $45 to $50 some per person is because of the character interactions for the most part. So
it's a big factor.
If they're not changing the price, I really don't see these places being very busy.
I agree. I also think that not having character dining and characters in general is keeping people from booking their trips or keeping their trips.
I agree. And I've said before, if it wasn't for us having this show and you know, our family of four, I would, you know, as much as we want to go to Disney, we would probably wait until it wasn't sort of Disney light, if you want to call it that. You know, and I totally understand why if you're going to spend that money,
right?
You don't want to get a reduced version of Disney.
Yep. Another thing is, obviously check your MDE for those disappearing reservations because they're happening.
They should do some sort of magic thing. Like if it disappears, it should like...
You get an email.
At least it makes you like... It's like you're sad it went away, but it kind of... You're like, well, and
like an alert on your phone?
Yeah, like you check it in and like Tinkerbell does something and because she's a villain and then it takes your reservation away. That's how you get Peter Pan in here. Peter Pan takes your reservation away.
If you can just interject your opinions about Peter Pan and all the characters you will.
I am trying to get out the word and I'm just put it out there. There's been a lot of people that agree with me. A lot of people.
Okay, Jared.
That would reinforce it.
Can I go on? Because
they would go,
on,
Peter
please.
Pan took my he oh, took my geez. Food reservation. You can go on, sorry.
Oh, I can? Thanks.
Yeah, you were waiting on me.
I was interrupting a
I
many
was
times.
Making important statements about Peter Pan.
Select Disney Springs restaurants have started taking reservations through MDE again. You can also do through Open Table, but you know, you can go through the app as well. So that's fun. Disney has also released a line of rainbow merchandise in celebration of Pride Month. And Disney has pledged $5 million to organizations that promote social justice, like NAACP, which I think they alone got like $2 million of that. So, all right, that's all for the news bits today. So, we move on to some rumors. Now, these rumors are very, very, may be confirmed here soon.
You like yelled into the mic when you said that.
I am sorry. I'm yelling. I am yelling.
That spiked on my end.
Sorry. Okay. So in the same call to union members that was made, the Local 362 union, they made another couple of statements that Disney has not confirmed, but they did. So it's kind of confirmed, but we're going to still call it a rumor until Disney announces it.
It's a confirmed unconfirmed.
It's a unconfirmed. Yeah, it's a confirmed rumor. Which makes
sense. According to a discussion with cast member unions, the refurbishment of Spaceship Earth has been delayed. The refurbishment, which was set to begin on May 26, has been pushed back with no start date set as of now. It doesn't sound like the refurbishment has been canceled altogether, though. According to the union, Spaceship Earth will reopen with the rest of Epcot on July 15th. Of course, with Disney putting a halt on construction and refurbishment projects to the tune of $900 million in savings this year, it's not entirely surprising to hear that a refurbishment hasn't even started will be delayed. Disney has not officially announced that the Spaceship Earth refurbishment has been delayed, and they have not officially announced that it will be open on July 15th. So basically treat this like we said, which is basically a rumor.
We are.
Yeah.
Sad, happy, neutral.
I'm sad. I hope this doesn't mean a lot of the stuff at Epcot is delayed because I really am excited about the changes coming to Epcot, and this would be one of them. But it makes a lot of sense given that parks are shut down for and who knows how, you know, you can calculate how much revenue and all that stuff, earnings they miss. So it doesn't surprise me. And I'm sure this changes some of their plans for the 50th anniversary coming up with all this stuff. So, I'm not surprised. It's one of those unfortunate things. Hopefully it still happens. I'm sure it still will. But my guess is they want to make a little bit more money and recoup some. I mean, they have some lines of credit. They've taken out some loans and things like that. So, I don't know if they've taken out loans. They have lines of credit, which there is a difference. But, not surprised. But little disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, like I think Spaceship Earth is fine the way it is. So
I don't want it refurbed?
I mean, I don't know. I'm glad I get to ride it again without it being refurbed.
Well, I agree. What if it just they refurb it just blows your mind?
Then I'll retroactively take back my statement and say I'm glad for this refurb. We'll go back and
edit it. Four years later.
I'm not gonna do that. No, I mean, like, I really like Spaceship Earth, so any kind of iteration, I'll take.
I like it as well, but it could use a little sprucing up.
That's true. It can.
You don't need a, you know, as if you're watching one of HGTV, just have the Property Brothers go in there.
You know what's crazy? I have not watched HGTV in forever once we got rid of cable.
I haven't seen in a while.
I don't even know.
The only thing I know of, my cousin sends me pictures all the time asking me if I ever get people ask me if one of the brothers, because he has a beard.
Jonathan?
I don't know which one, but yeah. He says, people ever mistake you for him? I'm like, I don't think so.
Jonathan's the construction guy. Drew's the real estate agent.
Together they form as
the Property Brothers.
Actually, you know, I don't mind those homes because they're very simple and they're just like before and after. And you're like, oh, I like that.
All right. Okay, so that was the first one we want to talk about. What was the second thing they talked about in the call?
Property Brothers are coming. Oh, sorry. That's not it. Maybe they could come to Disney. They should do a Property Brothers edition of refurbing Disney.
Okay.
I'm just saying how Disney used to do sponsorships. Disney brings that back because they need some money, and then bingo bango, HGTV at Disney World.
He'd be like,
I don't know what bingo bango was.
Here is the open concept Epcot.
That would be hilarious.
With a shiplap on the size of the buildings.
Joanna and Chip. Chip comes in on.
You're walking on granite. Granite countertops.
I mean, it's not the worst idea that's out there. Chip's got demo day at Spaceship Earth.
I mean, they've already done the demo, right? Not Spaceship Earth, but
people would watch that.
Property Brothers.
They sit down and show them the concept. You got Bob Chapek and Iger just going, "Okay, all right."
They alone.
Bob
redo the entire break.
Bob wants an all expansive experience, but the other Bob doesn't. But what's the one show? Sorry, we're getting way off track here. Yep. What's the other show? House Hunters.
House Hunters.
It's always like, Jill wants a 3-bedroom bungalow. Bob wants a 9-bedroom house on the beach. Will they find something? And you're like, what? This is like, you're in Missouri. You're not going to find anything on the beach. And they find one. You're like, wait, what? That's what they could do.
She's an entry level accountant. He's a high school teacher, and they have a budget of $3 million. Like, what?
That is funny. You will see those.
It's true.
No, I agree. But in my head it would be really funny just to have like Bob Iger and Bob Chapek, and they clearly are like bickering the whole time. Because I kind of get the feeling maybe there may be some friction there, you know?
Okay, so hold on. Let's redo this.
This is the concept that could work.
So
we're going to hash this out.
The Bobs are now looking for a house on House Hunters?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
The Bobs, they bring HGTV to Disney. And so the Bobs are sitting down like they want to redesign Spaceship Earth. So they set them down on the table and they're like, all right, here's the concept for Spaceship Earth. And
okay.
You know, we know you, Bob, other Bob, you wanted, you know, projection and you wanted this. And they're trying to incorporate it all together.
It's like, well, the neighborhood in Spaceship Earth may be rough. The schools and World Showcase are great. Like,
yes. This is a winning concept.
This is a winning concept. Anyway, let's move on.
All right, fine.
We're getting into stuff. Anyway, so what else did they decide to talk about on the call?
Unfortunately, it wasn't that idea we just had. It was that the union says Disney won't restart the college program anytime soon. Says, as more details come out about how Disney World will begin to recall their cast members ahead of their theme park's reopening in mid-July, we're also learning about staff programs that were cut, such as the Disney College program. Says today they're learning that the Disney College program may remain shuttered for some time, even though the theme parks are reopening. In a call to members earlier this week, the local 362 union said that while the demand for attractions cast members will be massive, when the parks reopen, it won't be filled by college program members. In the call, Eric Clinton of Local 362 said that the World Showcase will be staffed by domestic theme park workers.
Which we talked about.
Right. The staffing decision includes upcoming Remy's Ratatouille Adventure ride in the yet-to-open France Pavilion expansion. That's good to know, because we were very curious about Ratatouille.
So it is opening.
Apparently, according to this.
Yeah.
Clinton went on to say that if anyone thinks... if anyone thinks... This is written wrong, I think.
Thinks.
It's supposed to be thinks. It's yes. But things. If anyone thinks that the college program workers are coming back anytime soon, they are mistaken. Clinton also said that the company will not rely on seasonal workers in the near future. And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so, that's you. You should check.
I think... So, knowing... No, my dad works. He's a bus driver.
Yep.
He was saying that they were telling the bus drivers that they could essentially come back to work in other positions because some of them are being recalled back. So this makes sense in that they're going to repurpose cast members now into other areas. Because my guess, I don't know. He hasn't really heard. He said they recalled, I believe he told me today, some bus drivers have got the call to come back in sometime in June. But he's part-time, so he hasn't. So I think he said it was going to go seniority and then full-time. And then they'll slowly get those workers back. And then my guess would be then they circle back to college program eventually.
And then Jared's stepmom is, she's a fairy godmother at Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique at Grand Floridian.
Yeah.
And she's in the same position because she's also part-time.
Right.
And I don't think that is opening for a while, not until they open like the salon stuff,
right?
Again, like,
and that's the thing. A lot of this stuff may not be fully open, so those cast members apparently will get. They give them the option if they want to. Is my understanding, but I think they have to take the pay because bus drivers make more. So I think if they were to take a position, it's not that they would lose being a bus driver like forever, but if they take another position, they would have to take the pay of that position. Is my understanding, I believe, but I. Don't quote me on that because I could be wrong, but
okay.
I think that's what he told me.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But that's kind of sad about college program, especially if that was you know, supposed to be starting in the fall.
Yeah. But it does make sense. Like that they're taking care of their, you know, full-time and part-time employees and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's not confirmed yet. But we don't know. That's just.
Yes.
Just a little bit of tidbit information.
Just like the HTV Makeover Disney Edition. Not confirmed.
All right, well, that's all we got for the news and rumors today. We don't really have anything else we want to chat about. Just get excited for the weekend and, you know.
I am very excited for Universal. And but there is something we could chat about, which is fantastic coffee.
Absolutely. Let's chat about the coffee.
Because you don't chat about the coffee. You
chat about coffee.
Well, you usually chat whilst drinking the coffee.
Whilst. Okay.
I just want to use that word. if you enjoy chatting with coffee and you enjoy good coffee and Disney and even Universal stuff because they have that, go to expeditionroasters.com and use the promo code CTM15. You'll save 15% off every single order. And if you order at least $49 worth, you get free shipping. And I believe now they have sweet tea. I did see that.
Ooh.
And they've got some cool... They even have some cool mugs. So if you want some mugs, they have one that says...
I do like their mugs.
The backside of...
The backside of water. Coffee?
Yeah, the backside of coffee, I think. So they do... I need to get my hands on some of those.
Yeah,
they have got those. So they do have some of those. So again, go to expeditionroasters.com. Use the promo code CTM15.
And there's someone that says, hang on to your hats and glasses, folks, because this here is the wildest coffee in the wilderness.
I need both those mugs.
I know. They're so cute. Okay, that one is available, but the Here Comes the Backside of Coffee is sold out. So
I need
that. Yeah, like, that's how popular it is.
I want people to go, wow, I need that mug.
Wow, I need that mug right now. Those are the money mugs. Well, that's the money coffee. Yeah. But anyway, so they're... There's accessories and shirts and coffee, tea, all that. So
yeah. And you can also still get, if you want to check out the new shirt design, ctmshirts.com. We got a new one coming out. I believe we'll release it next week. It's the American, kind of like we're going to do like an annual sort of 4th of July-ish type of design. So that one will be available. And so looking forward to going back to a theme park.
Yes.
Doing some theme park stuff.
And if you're even... vaguely interested in Universal or theme parks in general, and you want to see us in action, ctmvip.com is where you'll find the live streams.
That was a fantastic segue.
Thank you.
That was good. But no, we will be doing a lot of live streams. We're going to, you know, obviously Cabana Bay, City Walk. We're going to eat at a at least a few restaurants at City Walk. And like the food in Universal, I know nothing about the food. So that'll be interesting to go through there and try that. And obviously our comparison will be to Disney, as mm-hmm. most of our audience probably at this point. I mean, they've probably been to both, but if you haven't, yeah. And then stuff, I know there's stuff for little ones, like our daughter and stuff like that.
There's some stuff.
There's more, mm-hmm. there's more than I kind of originally thought, I think. So, yeah. But yeah, so I'm excited and, we'll, you know, finally get to go ride the Vin Diesel family ride.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I want to ride Hagrid's.
I do want to ride Hagrid's, but yeah. Well, I know it was busy. They're doing virtual queues on everything. So Hagrid's was a hard one to get, apparently, from what Kendra had said today.
And all the, well, women, moms, whatever, interested in this. I got a skirt for my daughter. This is probably a year ago, maybe 6 months. I don't even remember how long it goes, but it's Disney characters wearing Harry Potter, like, robes and clothes. I don't know how I got it. I think I bought it somebody used, but I was like, I have to have that.
I can tell you.
So we're gonna.
I can tell you how you got it, because we have at least two or three shipments a day of stuff that Jamie buys somewhere on the internet.
I can't go shopping right now.
No. Let's not blame this on COVID. This is a normal occurrence. Let's just.
Okay, first of all, our kids grow like weeds.
I totally understand. So no, it's just funny because every time I check the mail, it's just full of
the Disney.
No, it's just full of envelopes from like, oh, there must be more.
But listen, I'm a bargain shopper, so if it's like Disney stuff, I do buy it.
And when you're done with it, you'll sell them, and it works fine. I'm just saying it's just funny because there's tons of stuff coming into our house.
Yeah, but if I can mesh Disney and Universal together like I did in the skirt, then I'm gonna jump on that. So it is out there, you guys. Mickey and
the internet's full
and Harry Potter,
full of all kinds
of
stuff.
There's a lot of you need to get a shirt too that has Mickey ears with the glasses.
You
like Harry Potter?
You said
glasses.
You can, or I should.
You can.
Oh, okay.
Or like the little lightning bolt.
I kind of want to do a shirt now. It's like HGTV Home Makeover Disney Edition.
Please don't.
It just come to my head.
Please don't.
You don't like
anyway,
that idea?
I think we've gone on far enough. we're going to close out the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening or watching. Thank you, Jared, for reading the news today.
You're welcome.
And as I always like to say, we will see you in the parks.
Bye.